right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're all in the world to me. It feels like the first time.
Feels like a long time. What's it been, like 2-3 months since we did a show?
Like on a regular basis?
Feels that way, right?
And probably something like that.
Ah.
Well, there was a lot of stuff happening in November and December.
Fucking holidays.
Hey.
Three of them.
I know.
Essentially, mostly in a row.
I know. For you, Thanksgiving, right. Kwanzaa, and New Year's.
That's right. That's right. We'll celebrate.
That's true.
What's the satanic holiday in December? Is there?
See, if you don't know what the satanic holiday is in December,
it doesn't
then you
work,
can't make me out to be the Satan, sir. You got to be prepared. See how I prepared?
Sorry.
And I said, what would be the holiday? And then, see how it works? That's preparation. I do some of that before the show.
Fully,
really?
Yeah. No.
You see me reading all this stuff over
surely
here?
Surely you jest.
Having a snack? I was
snack.
Getting ready.
I didn't see no snack.
Yeah. The snack is gone.
Yeah, good snack.
I had
good
the crunchy crackers. Pocky.
Yeah.
Oh, that was ever.
Crackers,
and,
yeah.
And,
I like the
yeah,
crunchy
me and
pocky.
Just Mike had some crackers.
See, morning. Now I find that racist.
Cracker?
Yeah.
Because you are one? Because he's one? Because we're all ones?
Wait, I'm a cracker celebrating Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Apparently I'm open-minded also.
Hey, we had an African-American friend who... when is a KKK member for Halloween? So
we don't, and Black Hitler.
That's well, no, we talked him out of that.
We talked him out of Black Hitler.
Yeah,
and Black Jesus.
Yeah.
That was drawing the line.
That one would have worked, but the Hitler one,
not so much. So we're back.
Yes, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 175.
Right.
It's some sort of anniversary type thing, but we're calling it. Feels like the very first time. .. 2010.
Right.
There it is. Did you happen to catch the live
show that we did?
The live from Studio V Christmas segment?
I did.
It was very funny.
It was good times, yeah.
Big Rat at the end.
But I know, the triumphant return of Big Rat. Hopefully very more funny. Of him in the future.
I hope.
Maybe. Maybe we'll do something special for 4 years. That's coming up.
Is
it's
it?
Like March.
Is it really 4 years?
Yeah, March.
Wow.
Remember last year we were going to have that big 3-year pizza party?
Yeah.
Remember all that?
No.
yeah, we were going to have it. And then due to a difference of opinions and artistic
differences.
Right.
Yes.
We didn't have it.
No, that's correct.
Because the live shows ended abruptly.
Artistic differences. Well, that happens from time to time,
Happens from time to time.
Let's get right into artistic differences.
All right.
Can I?
Go for it.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Sam Raimi is having artistic differences with Sony Pictures.
But, good for Sam Raimi this time.
Okay.
This time. Because he gave in last time.
Okay, I'm calling Bravo Sierra, sir.
Okay.
I'm calling Bravo Sierra because that's exactly why I think we're hearing about it the way we're hearing about it now. Because I think he took so much flack for what he did in Spider-Man 3 that he did not want to be the person perceived as being causing the trouble in Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, but I think he's partially holding out for the right villain.
I don't think so.
They want to pull the Vulture again.
I think it's Bravo Sierra posturing, sir.
We'll see.
No. It's not that they want to pull the Vulture. It's that they want the Vulture and somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Like the Vulturess.
Except that Anne Hathaway isn't going to do it anymore because she asked for too much money.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Good for her. Smart. Get the hell out of there.
Get out of Dodge.
Good. That's fine because that's like, so what now? They're like, well, we should just recast her?
Well, no.
How about Scarlett Johansson?
Well,
jeez.
Look, I mean.
Awfully cast.
It hadn't started any sort of formal production yet, so.
No, they're actually.
It's still time.
The script is being finished and the filming was supposed to start. In 2 months, I think, something like that. Right? No, not going to happen. And I bet you anything, it's going to be delayed for a while, I'm betting, because...
It's going to push back the May 2011 release date for sure.
Well, maybe.
I think so. It's not going to come out in May.
Bravo Sierra, sir.
All right.
Bravo Sierra. I think Sam Raimi's full of crap. Just doesn't want to take the heat for what he knows he's going to do in this movie.
Okay. What about Bryan Singer? Now, see, we should say that some of this stuff is, like, not necessarily new, but because we haven't done a show in a while, I thought maybe we should talk about it because it's new for us and our audience, yada, yada.
Yeah,
so the Bryan Singer X-Men Origins movie, all that talk, where he mentions that this is the formative years of Xavier and Magneto and how they formed the school together and how their relationship took a dirty turn. I still don't think this movie's happening.
No,
not happening.
Not happening.
I think he's just talking out of the side of his mouth.
Yep.
Waiting for Battlestar Galactica to get off the ground. That's what I think.
What, another Battlestar Galactica movie?
Yeah, we talked about that. He's
a reboot.
He's doing a reboot of the original series.
Ah.
Not of the stuff that was actually good on sci-fi.
Unbelievable.
It's disgusting.
But what is wrong with him?
His life is
semi-retarded.
You know what? He should have just did this stupid Logan's Run remake. At this point, I would have been happier to see that than any of anything that he's done recently. What did he do recently other than Superman?
Valkyrie.
I actually liked Valkyrie though.
Right.
So that's not.
Well, remember
this goes
this goes back a while. Remember we talked about whether or not I think relevance was the conversation and what he's done recently and what he's done that's actually good and versus the amount of garbage that he's produced, et cetera. So,
well, that's true. But he did he did create.
I know. You always go back to your house.
Well, it's you got to give the man the credit
there. I watch House.
Yep, and House is a good program.
It is a good program. Rene Russo, cast in Thor. You hear this?
As Hera?
No, as Odin's wife.
Hera?
Frigga is what I had read.
Oh, Hera is Hera?
Hera is not, yeah.
Oh, no, Hera
is somebody else.
That's Zeus's wife.
That's Zeus's wife. There you go.
Oh, God's wife, whatever.
It's like mostly the same, right?
Thor's mother.
Yeah.
One's
Norse, one's Roman, Greek.
They're all borrowed from each other.
Exactly. So another minor role in the Thor movie has been cast.
Uh-huh. What?
Nothing.
You know,
still don't think it's going to happen. So there's no point talking about
it
any
Mike
further.
Just Mike and I are sitting in the theater.
That's
and that flippy Marvel thing happens, and it stops on Thor.
You've got to accept the fact that it's going to happen.
No, I'm with Kent.
You will
know it's
before
not happening.
Then that it's definitely going to happen. Like when you see the still or the trailer.
No.
This is going to get pulled
the
out of the
theater.
Now,
in the theater.
Now, let's go back. Because shouldn't it have it been canceled already based on your earlier predictions?
Well, then a lot of things happened in there, though. Like, the Disney purchase happened. And...
Well, but we had this conversation first with the Disney purchase, didn't we?
Yeah, no, it was around there. And, just other things. Other things have happened. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Not happening.
What do you know?
I know everything.
You know nothing.
We're all going to know what Just Mike did over his holiday break in the Just Mike Minute coming up in Seg 2.
Get your tissues ready.
I got to pee.
You probably want to get through this then.
Oh, right. All right. Lawrence Fishburne. Joining...
Also cast in Thor.
No, not also cast in Thor.
As Morpheus.
But he will be... What? He will be alongside the likes of Adrian Brody, Topher Grace, Walton Goggins, Danny Trejo in
Machetes.
No, Predators.
Oh.
No, Machete is still happening, apparently, but Predators, I guess, is happening first.
Wow, apparently. And that's quite a cast. Can you go down that list again?
Lawrence Fishburne.
That's huge.
Adrian Brody.
Uh-huh.
Skinny Predator Hunter.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Topher Grace.
Skinnier.
Should have never left that 70s show. Walton Goggins?
I don't know who.
I don't know who that is.
Danny Trejo. Well, Danny Trejo, you know, is that character actor that turns up in all sorts of movies, including that faux trailer for the movie Machete in front of Grindhouse, which is now actually becoming a movie.
Did you ever watch The Shield?
No.
Did you see the Miracle at Santa Ana, the 2008 version?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, he was Captain Noakes in that. This Goggins character.
Okay, so he's an African.
He was also on. He was on 90 episodes of The Shield.
Is he an African feller?
He is not.
No.
No.
Oh, because that Miracle at Santa. Oh no. Okay. So he was on. Yeah.
He was in House of 1,000 Corpses. He was in...
He gets around, this guy.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of...
Oh, is he the cop in House of 1,000 Corpses?
Steve Nasish?
Steve. Oh, he was Steve.
He was in Major League, Back to the Minors.
Oh, jeez.
As Billy Downtown Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, he was the cop in House of 1,000 Corpses.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wonderful.
Summer 2010 is what they're saying.
Summer
That's
2010?
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they that far along?
They're already filming that movie. They're in Hawaii filming that,
right?
Aren't they?
I guess I saw
pictures of like a drunk Adrian Brody in Hawaii or something.
Well,
recently.
You hear that they're adding cast members, so you kind of think to yourself, you know, how far along in the process can they be? But
they've probably had the cast members and haven't maybe announced them, sir.
Perhaps.
You know, they're trickling it out. Predators.
Well, I have a little piece of news.
All righty.
Jump on in. Sam Mendes of American Beauty fame, an Oscar-worthy winning character, has been announced to direct the new Bond movie.
Ooh.
Bond 23,
Bond
right?
Bond 23, announced
is that, is that what they're calling it?
Yes.
No. That would be an awkward title.
I hear, though, that they're having some financial woes
already
surrounding that movie. So right now, Sam Mendes kind of in the batter's box.
Yes, he's...
There's no way they won't come up for the money for a Bond movie. There's
Bond
no
23
way.
Avatar. $8 billion.
There's no Avatar passed a billion.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, we're getting there? Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there.
That's really awesome. Sam Mendes is a great director. So that's a nice fit.
He's got some good, you know, everybody goes to American Beauty, but he's got a couple good ones after that. Road to Perdition.
Uh-huh.
Jarhead. Yeah. Which was all right. Revolutionary Road, which I didn't see, but
Road to Perdition was a beautiful.
That was
movie.
An intense movie.
Yeah, but I mean, from a cinematography standpoint, it's a beautiful
based on
movie.
A graphic novel.
Yes, sir.
So there you go. Oh, he produced The Kite Runner. I didn't know that.
Yes,
and Away We Go. I didn't see that.
That
either,
was a
that
funny
was
movie.
Awesome.
That was a fun movie.
So there you go, Sam Mendes. Yeah, that's a good attachment to that film. Yeah. Hopefully, it goes forward.
Well, there's no way they're not going to come up with money for a Bond movie. There's no way.
All right.
That would be... I can't even imagine that would happen.
Pierre Morel. Do you know who that is? He's
no.
a director. He's the gentleman that is now tied to the Dune remake, which is at like 100 different people tied to it.
Why?
In fact. I don't know why they feel like they still need to do these movies, but they do apparently.
But it's just Dune, the first one.
Yeah, I believe it's...
like Kyle MacLachlan in the 80s and whoever that dude was on the Sci-Fi Channel in the 90s, or actually in the 2000s.
Yeah, I think it's
the last decade.
The remake of the... Well, I guess it's not a remake of the original movie, because really that was... But it's a dude
like
based on
movie.
The book, maybe.
That one was based on the book.
Yeah, it was.
Sort of. Had some stuff. I think the Sci-Fi Channel one was closer to the book.
It was.
But why on earth,
by the way,
they...
is the gentleman who did Taken, the director of Taken.
Oh, the recent Liam Neeson? I just watched that flick. Did you see
that
flick?
That was another intense
flick. That's another intense really, flick. Yeah.
That was a good flick.
Yeah.
I'm going to find you, and I'm going to kill you. Liam Neeson says that to you about it. It's like, I would be scared.
Word.
Just saying.
Liam Neeson? Looking hot in that Clash of the Titans trailer.
No, absolutely not, sir.
Oh, is
he looks. It looks like
the glowy, flowy hair.
Let me tell you. First of all, he's got dark hair, not white hair.
What do you mean?
He had dark hair in it.
No, in that one scene, it was like glowing. And
are you sure?
Flowy
the glowy was not his armor.
No, I think it was his hair.
Oh, sorry. I think you got to watch the trailer again.
Maybe.
He had dark hair. It's one of my big criticisms. And secondly, it's like they found his armor from what you call it?
From State
Excalibur.
Fair?
No, from Excalibur.
I was going to say from State Fair Halloween shop.
No, they found his armor right. from the movie Excalibur that he was in with crappy armor like that and shined it up and stuck it back on him.
Some of the other stuff, though, I thought looked good in the trailer. I thought Medusa looked all right.
No,
the Kraken
good.
Was all right.
Yeah, stuff looks
stuff
good.
Like that. So. Yeah. That was one of the many trailers I saw before Avatar.
So good.
Did you see Avatar?
No.
Oh.
I
Mike
seen
saw
it. You saw it?
Yeah.
He saw it opening night. I didn't even know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't seen. Maybe I'm going to go this week.
Yo.
Maybe I'm going to go tomorrow.
Yo, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's... I did think that it was a little long. I think you could probably cut about 20 minutes out, maybe 30 minutes or
okay.
so. That being said, I wasn't bored at any point.
Right.
I just saw where maybe you can make some cuts, but it looks amazing.
Oh.
The 3D is breathtaking.
You saw it in 3D with glasses?
In 3D with glasses. And I went to a regular theater, not IMAX.
Oh, really? Oh, so they're showing it at a regular
theater? Yeah, I saw it.
They charge you like $2 or $3 more a ticket.
Did you go to...
Clifton.
Oh, yeah, they have
it. I saw it, too. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
And it's the only way I can describe it is completely and totally immersive. Like, you feel like you're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that the experience that you
because
had?
Because when I thought 3D, I thought shit was going to be coming at me.
No,
I felt
none
like
of that
I
campy
was
stuff.
In it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you, it's like depth. It's crazy.
Like, and even, not even just the scenes on Pandora, like, even the scenes, like, in the control room and stuff like that, that one control room where they're looking at, like, the holographic
image. Yo, you're ruining it for me. There's a control room?
There's a control room.
Man.
Yeah. There's aliens in
Giovanni Ribisi is in the control room.
Stop. Don't ruin this movie for me.
You know
so
what?
All right. Yeah, all right. Looks pretty. Fine. But how was the story?
It is a very simple,
as simple
story.
As you're going to get.
Like cliche.
That is told very, very well.
Okay.
There's something to be said about taking something simple and executing it well.
Okay. Yeah.
The story doesn't always need to be super heady, and it doesn't need to always make you think 100 times over. If they take a good idea and just execute it well, there's something to be said about that, and that's what this did. I mean, people have been comparing it to Fern Gully.
Oh my God, I was just going to say that. Yeah. Is it like Fern Gully?
Yeah, it is. And Pocahontas is another one that you could. But I mean. And then I've even heard people go so far back as to say it's you can make comparisons to Romeo and Juliet because there's like a forbidden love thing that takes place.
Oh,
but,
really?
But it's a good story. It's good. James Cameron, I went in as skeptical as anybody. I was like, I'm not going to like it. It's going to be just pretty and that was it. And when I left, I really, really enjoyed it. And apparently so did everybody else. Because
ever
it's
in
broken
the world.
A billion dollars, right?
Yeah.
I think it's
a billion
only,
worldwide.
It's only behind what? Titanic at this point, I hear, right?
Dark Knight.
And Dark Knight. It's in three.
No, it passed
Dark Knight.
I think it's only behind Titanic.
Return of the King. And Pirates of the Caribbean.
The first one?
Yeah. The third one.
The third one.
Yeah.
But it's done all of this in 25 days.
Yeah, which is crazy. Right.
And today, it had the biggest opening day box office in China ever. I think it broke the China box office records this week or whatever. So yeah, I mean,
probably should go see that.
It's
huh?
intense. Yeah, you got to go see it.
Maybe I go tomorrow.
You got to go see it. For sure. I think what other trailers I saw. I saw that one with the way too long of a title about the kid with the lightning.
Oh yeah, remember I was talking about that. No one knew what I was talking about.
I watch it. I'm like, what the
and
hell
the
is
lightning
this?
Thief, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
something,
it
something, yeah. Something, yeah. something 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 something
no, lightning somebody thief. It's somebody. It's his name, and the Olympians is like the name. It's a book series,
right?
And this one was this one and the Lightning Thief, whatever
it was
called.
That looked all right.
That looked good.
And then I saw Iron Man 2. Trailer looked all right.
Eh,
really?
Okay.
You got that trailer? I didn't get that trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine. That's disappointing.
So, a couple good trailers out there. That was Solomon Kane. I thought maybe we'd get that. Clash of the Titans I got.
Solomon Kane. It's going
to
be good.
So, yeah, Avatar, man.
I got to get out there. Did you see, speaking of trailers, did we talk about this already?
The hot tub?
Time travel hot tub.
Hot tub time machine.
We're recommending it right now. You want to head over to apple.com/trailers and then do a search if you don't see it right away for hot tub time machine.
I'll see if I can link it up on the site too.
Yep. And then what you want to do is you want to give our hotline a call.
Right. Oh, I'm supposed to give the number now? My bad. 425-920-6050.
And tell us what you thought of Hot Tub Time Machine. The best phone call we receive will get an awesomely deluxe super duper prize.
Nice.
Yes.
So oh, I also saw the trailer for Legion.
That looks really good.
I saw that too, when I saw District 9, and I thought it looked awesome.
Yeah, I think that one's going to be all right, too.
Yeah, that was the teaser you saw. There's a full trailer out now, and it's really good looking. Yeah, I definitely want to see
that. Can I just jump in one other thing?
Absolutely. Go for it, man.
We didn't talk about it. A 12-year-old saying the C word in a trailer with...
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a great... I
How
really
awesome
think I'm going to finally
that?
Like Nicolas Cage in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
for the first time, Kick-Ass.
The Red Band trailer from Kick-Ass.
Did you see the Red Band trailer?
I didn't see
what's her name?
Hit Girl.
Hit Girl.
It's erotic.
She drops the See You Next
It
Tuesday
is erotic.
Yeah, this is the Red Band one. It's the first trailer with her and Nick Cage is great, too. Did you see that one?
Where
he shoots her?
Yeah.
This movie is going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
That movie is going to be fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. I
wow.
agree.
Yeah, that was a good. That
How
was a good
sexy
trailer.
Was it when she said that,
dude? Dude, what was wrong with you?
You know, you got a little. You got a half.
It's okay. It's okay. Isn't that character being played by Ellen Page? Isn't she like 23?
No, she's 12.
I'm covering your ass,
Shut
man.
Up, dude.
Damn
Look,
it.
I saw that you bought a new van.
Yeah,
I saw that you lined the inside with candy racks. But do we really, really need to make it any worse?
She's hot.
He's got a well in his basement.
We got to. We may have to start the Geek to Geek project next week. We may have to start that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we're also going to start a. We're also going to start a bail fund. We're going to start it now. It's preemptive.
Just a what you call it, like a PayPal button.
Yeah.
Site. Do that. I might need that. Yeah. Get a tab.
Bail Just Mike out for catching little girls and or boys fund.
And or.
Well, come on. He loves Dick Grayson. We know that.
I love Dick.
See? All right. I think we could take our first break.
Okay. With that, we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 175. Feels like the first time in 2010.
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out ComboBreaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. Combobreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Piaget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Hey, this is Samuel L. Jackson from Snakes on a Plane, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 175. Feels like the first time in 2000.
Yes.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
All right. We should mention, a couple that came out while we were away?
Yeah, there are a couple big ones. I know we're going to end up missing a couple, but I'm kind of doing this off the cuff.
Okay.
But District 9 came out while we were away.
The great indie sci-fi hit, yep.
Something Dark Side.
We didn't mention that?
No, because I think that came out the same week as District 9.
Oh, it did? Oh.
Yep. Paranormal Activity.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer's Body, for anybody that wanted to see that, Diablo Cody.
Yeah, who wanted to see that exactly? Nobody.
I don't know. Am I missing anything that you can think of, Just Mike?
500 Days of Summer.
500 Days of Summer did come out also.
Oh, that came out?
Yep, that was last week also. Last week was a big week.
Was that Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
It was the same week as District 9, I think.
Oh, was that District 9 week? Yeah. Because that was a couple weeks
back. I heard that was a great flick. Yeah. I gotta pick that up. I missed it.
So, and for those of you who watch Glee came out also, the first part of season 1.
Right.
And 9 came out too.
9?
Animated 9.
The animated one.
Right, one based on the short.
Right. Tim Burton produced stop motion-ish stuff, right? That was a great flick. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
Oh, and also The Marine 2 came out.
Yes,
with
starring
Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase Jr.
Is it Jr.?
Yes.
DVDs this week.
Right. What do we got?
Chuck, season 2, both regular and Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
That's, Body with a Chance of Meatballs, both regular and Blu-ray.
Right. That's based on a very short little book, too.
That is. And Chuck, not based on a book.
No, Chuck, based on fan response only. It
does very well in the ratings.
Can't get into it. I don't know.
You don't have to get into it.
He's got that Tron poster in his room now.
He does, and a Dune poster. And they went as the Dune sandworm in one of the episodes, one of the Halloween episodes, him and his friend Morgan. It's very funny. The 10 Things I Hate About You 2-disc special edition, both regular and Blu-ray.
That came out?
That came out this week also.
I didn't see that.
That's right. Heath Ledger at his finest, maybe, next to The Dark Knight.
That's a good flick.
It is a good flick. I enjoy it.
Beat up Best Buy Billy. Where was that?
Mighty Mouse, The New Adventures, The Complete Series.
No.
Came out this week. Super Friends, the 1973 series, Season 1, Volume 1, came out today.
So this, I've been trying to ascertain where in the run of the Super Friends show this falls, because there's literally been about 8 different series called the Super Friends.
Okay.
Challenge of the Super Friends, the Super Friends, Super Friends, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. I mean, there's been like a bunch of them, and they've released them all in different time periods, like all over the place.
Right.
So what are you, you're saying this is the first
1973.
Right. The very first season.
First season. Uh-huh. Volume 1.
Does it say if Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog is in that one? Because those are the first ones I remember.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Not that I see.
I'm going to have to pick it up, I think, to figure that out.
So, yes.
I liked that show when I was a boy.
I'm glad for you.
Just saying.
All right. Also out this week, Battlestar Galactica, the new series, season 1 and Blu-ray. First time it's released by itself.
Season 1? or season one and two?
I'm sorry, I thought it was one and two, but it's just, season one.
In Blu-ray.
In Blu-ray.
Which is the first time you said released as a solo.
Right, because the Blu-ray box set was released.
Right, they did release that in Blu-ray.
But that did not include...
I should very much like to pick up that box set.
I should very much like to pick up that box set as well.
You know, I've not seen a single episode.
Nor have I.
Comes with a little Cylon.
You haven't?
What? The whole series?
I've seen a single episode?
Oh, no, I've seen a couple episodes. Oh. Yeah, I saw season one. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't see any.
Yeah, no, I saw all of season one and most of season two, and then I got the cease and desist letter from Comcast to stop illegally downloading them, and I haven't seen an episode since.
Wow.
So, there it is.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, that
you got nabbed for piracy?
That was a while ago.
Boy. So, you get like a patch or
I learned
a hook?
That from I learned that from our former producer of this show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic taught me how to steal from the interwebs.
How to pirate?
Yeah.
Was it at Pirate Bay that you were stealing?
No, I think it was ISO Hunt.
Maybe oh, okay.
If I had done it from Pirate Bay or Demonoid, I probably would have been safe.
Which is interesting.
But
I
did
think.
Not. That being said, that was it for this week, DVD Buzz.
Wonderful.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
In comic books this week, you know, I almost got off light, and I'll tell you what I mean as we go along here. Buck Rogers, number 7, from our friends over at Dynamite. Dynamite had an interesting announcement this week.
Which was?
Kevin Smith doing a brand new Green Hornet comic book.
Really?
Yep. With a female Kato.
Oh.
Very weird.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know either. We'll have to wait and see, I guess. He's always wanted to do something with Green Hornet, though. And I really like Green Hornet, so I'm not displeased by this, but I'm interested to see what he's going to do.
His take on it. Who's doing the art?
The guy doing the art on the inside. I can't remember his name, but he's the guy doing the Black Terror right now for
Okay.
I can't remember his name. But it's good art. You know, and Kevin's a good writer. Plus, they'll have covers by Cassaday, Alex Ross, somebody. Speaking of covers.
Uh-oh.
Let's wait till the end.
All right.
From Marvel, it's New Mutants number 9. And speaking of covers, it actually works right here. This is an Adam Kubert cover of Magic on New Mutants number 9. I thought he and his brother were both exclusive to DC.
Guess not.
Has that recently changed? Does anybody out there know what the exclusivity positioning is with the Brothers Kubert? Give us a call at our hotline.
425-920-6050.
And let us know what you know, because we don't know.
Right.
Because that's weird. Because when I saw that, I was like, wow, Adam Kubert back at Marvel? It just seemed very weird to me.
Chaos.
From DC, it's Doom Patrol number 6 with the second feature Metal Men. I got to tell you, this is now starting in DC. I know this is DVDs, but the brand new film that's coming direct to DVD,
yeah,
Crisis on Two Earths, will have a short, the first DC Showcase Presents animated short featuring the Spectre, much like the second feature that they're doing in their comic books. Good for DC. More bang for your buck. I almost got away with very few comics this week until there were four Phantom titles this week.
Of course there were.
Yes, it's Phantom Double Shot KGB Noir number 1. It's a black and white Phantom story. It's lovely. Phantom Generations, of course, the ongoing. This one is more like prose with splash pages. Remember we talked about that in the past? That's number 7. Phantom Ghost Who Walks is the ongoing story. This is also issue 7.
Right.
Of this series, which is very, very good. And Julie Walker is the Phantom. This
what?
Was a female Phantom. Along the line, there was a female
Phantomess.
There was a female Phantom, sir. It only happened once. And so they're telling that story, and there it is.
And there it is.
Now, Mike, go ahead.
Is this the Mr. Quesada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So Siege 1 came out, which is another Marvel crossover attempt to make money.
Now, do we know anything? Now, do we know about anything about what it is?
Tell me about Siege, because I don't know what it is.
It's it has to do with Norman Osborn, who is the head of Hammer, which the ongoing joke online is nobody knows what Hammer stands for, but it's like S.H.I.E.L.D., and
right.
He's like the bad,
okay.
And he's taking over Asgard, where Thor's from, he's looking to invade it. That's the main story.
Okay.
Okay, and Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, the original Avengers are involved in it. That's brings you up to speed.
Okay.
And as Marvel usually does, they released a bunch of covers with it. And one of the covers, now, this really pissed me off. Joe Quesada released a limited edition cover that sells for, I saw it one place for $414.
What? Isn't it like a 1 in 100 cover?
I think.
Oh.
This jerk off, he's the editor-in-chief of Marvel, and he goes, you know what, I'm going to put out a limited edition cover that's going to be a collector's item.
Yeah, my cover is going to be the one that's worth the most money.
What a jerk. Ugh. Piece of shit. Piss me off.
And this is not the first time he's done this.
No, it's not.
This is not even close to the first time.
He's a boob.
Yeah, he is kind of a self-important asshole, isn't he?
For Christ's sake.
That's fucking weak.
I hate that guy.
No, yeah, we don't like him here.
So, yes. And finally, in comics this week, not really a comic, but it is a periodical, so we figured we'd slide it right
in
here.
Lump it in there?
Yeah, it's the first issue, Volume 1, Issue 1 of the World of Warcraft official magazine.
Yippee skippy.
Winter 2009. Now, this is a fairly heavy, fairly thick, art-rich book.
It's a quarterly.
Quarterly. It has a lot of great pictures and articles in it about all aspects of the World of Warcraft, the online game, the card game. I didn't see anything about the miniatures, but that doesn't mean it's not in here. But it's kind of your quarterly resource to the World of Warcraft. Did you have a chance to thumb through it, OG? This is your subscription we're reading, right?
I did. Actually, it came in literally as I was coming here today. So I only briefly had a chance to thumb through it. But, you know, I'll go and give it a good read. Maybe it'll convince me to play a little again. I'm on temporary hiatus right now.
I'm not. They have a lot of explanations for things inside. Like, for example, one of the raids is called like Trial of the Crusader, and they go over that raid in its entirety, all the characters that are contained therein. They give you some tactics. They talk about jousting and so on and so forth. And it's a nice addition if you like, you know, if you're really into the World of Warcraft a lot. Yeah, you'll want to do that.
Yes. I don't know. It looks good. I'm interested. I'm ready to go. No? Not interested at all? Moderately interested? Maybe interested?
I'm reading.
You can't be reading during the show.
Sure I can. Watch me.
That's
all right, fine.
That's just silly.
Damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Just Mike Minute.
So there seems to be some curiosity as to what I did over the holidays, and let me focus really on New Year's, because, you know, that's the holiday of love, the holiday of romance, you with your girl at midnight, you're kissing, you're hugging, the whole thing. So the first thing was I went to go meet my friends at a what I thought was a bar in New York City. And the first incident I had was I took the train in by myself, so naturally I brought my iPod, and on my iPod I had the digital copy of Star Trek. So I'm sitting on the train, and I'm on the train, and these gorgeous girls walk on and sit by me, and one sits down next to me, and I get real excited, and then I realize that my disgusting carcass is sitting leaned up against the side of a New Jersey Transit car watching the digital copy of Star Trek, which she sees, and I felt like a piece of shit. Once I got there and got into the bar, which I thought was going to be a bar, it turned out to be a club, and I'm there and I'm dressed in it, and picture me just I have my collared shirt on.
And that was the Just Mike Minute.
You are miserable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You may have to rename the Just
Mike
Minute.
I don't
have
to pick on him. He picks on himself.
The Just Mike Miserable Minute.
We're going to have to put like watch on him.
I know.
Go to do the show and I know we find out that he's dead.
I know what we have to do.
That lucky.
He's going to be hanging in a closet in Thailand somewhere.
With David, whatever the hell.
David Carradine.
Carradine with my balls on its string. Whatever that gentleman was doing in that bathroom.
We may have to initiate that program next week.
Don't call him a gentleman.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
All right. You got a couple things over there.
So do you.
I got a couple things over here.
You do your one on top, the little one.
One on top first? All right. So this is something out of the normal realm of what we would cover here on the show, I would say. But it is a toy and a collectible, and so I felt it appropriate. This is something that I've had my eyes on since San Diego. It's by an artist, Andrew Bell. He has a website, deadzebra.com, where he has a bunch of like art prints, and he puts out some vinyl toys. And he started this line called the Oh No Sushi line.
Uh-huh.
And it's like these little bits of sushi post being cut up. Okay. And they come in like a little sushi tray. He's got like the tentacle on the rice wrapped in seaweed. And it's I don't know why it intrigues me so much.
Because you like the sushi?
I do like the sushi, but you know, I'm not huge into the vinyl toys, but right. Every now and again I find a piece that really kind of picks my interest. And we've had a couple on the show before.
Like
we talked about
Mickey ones.
But even you had the Sug or Sugar.
Oh yeah.
Remember that? Like
well,
there have been some
ago.
That we've talked about
yeah,
on the show
sure.
in the past. So
sure.
This is just kind of my new one in there. But okay. This is the Sushi Ono Red piece. It's available over at deadzebra.com. There was a blue one that was available at San Diego, and there's a green one coming soon. So
the blue one at San Diego, you weren't able to get that?
I was not able to get it. It sold out on preview night. For the whole convention.
Can't you get it like
it's
online?
Not over there.
Online, sir? Like eBay?
I keep looking and there haven't been any for sale in a while.
Wow.
And the one time I saw one, it was over $100. And
wow.
I won't spend quite that much for it. This retails at 20 or 25, I think,
right.
on the website. So that I don't mind. I mean, that's a nice little presentation package.
Right.
It's a couple pieces, interchangeable eyes. So
nice.
So Ono Sushi by Dead Zebra and Andrew Bell.
I got the latest pair of Star Wars, the official Starships and Vehicles collection, a pair of ships, Admiral Firmus Piet's Imperial Flagship,
okay.
Which is a standard Star Destroyer. This is number 5 in the series. And then the Republic Attack Cruiser, which is number 32 in the series. These are miniature ships. They put them out in England, I think a whole slew of them in England, and now they're re-releasing them in the U.S. in some sort of wacky, out-of-the-way order.
Okay.
They're great. They come in a little, like, clear display package, which is very nice.
Yeah, it's like a little plastic box, right?
Yeah,
it's, like, hard.
It
yeah.
It
they're
is.
Nice.
And, yeah, they're really nice, and they come from England. I think they're metal. Also,
yeah, and I don't know if we talked about them in the past, but you know they did that same magazine for a while, I think, or there was another magazine that did the Marvel ones. Have
yeah.
you seen the Marvel,
Marvel ones,
ones
and DC ones as well?
Yeah,
yeah we
yeah.
talked about the Joker when the Joker came out.
Oh, that's right,
out.
That's yeah. right. Yeah,
and yeah, it's this big wave of metal collectibles in Europe that's kind of making its way over here, and the Marvel and there's actually Buffy ones now as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And they're slowly making their way over here, and the Star Wars ones are incredible, though. So,
fantastic.
Check those out. I don't know if we have a website. I keep saying I'm going to find the website for people to check these out, but I don't know what it is. But...
All right. Well, while you're talking about that next thing, I'll see if I can locate the website for them.
Okay. Well, the next thing is the first of a two-part Maddie Collector Minute that we're going
right.
to do here. And this is the latest... DC Universe Justice League Unlimited release from Matty Collector, and it is the Doom Patrol. There's 4 characters in the set, Mento, Negative Man, Robot Man, and Elastigirl, and they are, say it with me, gone, sold out, gone, 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 off of MattyCollector.com, which is why we always tell you people, check out MattyCollector.com. If Mattel is doing a product that you like, chances are they're doing a collectible something from that line you might want to get for yourself. And if you do not get it when it goes on sale, 9 times out of 10, you're in that position where you're going to be looking for it elsewhere. These are, what are they, 3-inch figures, 3-4-inch figures. in the animated style. This Justice League Unlimited line has been going forever, and they are doing the most obscure, awesome characters.
About time.
Now, in the history of the DC Universe, and what better place to go than with the Doom Patrol. And on a related note, because the Metal Man, of course, is the backup in the Doom Patrol comic book now, as we mentioned earlier in the comic section tonight, the Metal Men, there are two Metal Men, apparently, one for sure and one we think, in the Batman Brave and Bold line. I was shopping, holiday shopping with Just Mike, mm-hmm. when we found one of the Metal Men from that line on the shelf, which I was kind of stunned about.
That's the last time we ever go shopping together, by the way.
Why?
Because I spent way too much money with you.
That's not my fault.
You were egging me on.
You had to control your own urges.
Jeez. I was helping you. I found stuff you were missing. Anyway, so you're starting to see a lot more of these obscure characters. You know, there's another obscure character that ended up in that Brave and the Bold, and also I think in this line also, Gentleman Ghost, who is a really obscure character, has ended up both in the Brave and Bold line and in the Justice League Unlimited line. Check it out, MattyCollector.com. This is the Doom Patrol. It's sold out over there, but you can probably pay a little more and still get it on eBay or some other fine online retailers. And what do you have there, Spew?
The website, as far as I can see, for the Star Wars ones,
uh-huh.
is StarWarsVehicles.DiAgostini. DiAgostini.
Right.
.co.uk.
That is the company that does these things, so that doesn't surprise me.
So that's where you can check out the Star Wars ones. And I'm assuming maybe the Marvel ones and the DC ones are probably similar. You know, if you look for the DiAgostini.
Google it.
I have, continuing our Maddie Collector Minute, I have the latest in the Ghostbusters line for Maddie Collector.
Okay.
This piece just came out, I guess maybe it was about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
This is Winston Zeddemore.
Now, are you going to open it or are you going to get it signed because we see Ernie Hudson every other show?
This is an open collection.
That stinks. You should have bought two.
Yeah. You could still get him. He's still available.
Oh, yeah?
I think the only one that you can't get right now is Egon.
Right.
You could still get Ray. And the reason you can't get Egon is because he was a San Diego exclusive.
Right.
And people probably...
hoarding him.
Yeah. I mean, you might be able to find him like on the eBay or secondhand market.
Toy
I know
Mike.
I've seen him, but...
Toy Mike has a bunch.
But yeah, he comes with each Ghostbuster thus far has come with an accessory. I think
right.
Egon came with the Ghostbusters logo. Ray came with Slimer, or vice versa.
Right.
Winston comes with an open trap.
A little Ghostbusters trap. It's just like a little trap, but it's open, or does it have like some effect?
Yeah, it's got like the little effect of It's got like the blue light. Do you remember like the Force Effects Star Wars? That came out, like, Yoda would be, like...
Oh, yeah.
He'd have, like, that blue... Or the Emperor would have, like, the blue lightning
piece. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of exactly
what it
is. That
is exactly what it looks like.
Again, of the bigger criticisms of this line is that it's the same body, and all they've done is change some of the paint and the head sculpts, obviously. That criticism still holds true for Winston. That being said, the head sculpt is pretty good, though. And really, as a Ghostbuster collector, it's not a bad piece. The line is really good. Here's the interesting part, though. The next figure in the line, what would you think it would be?
Ray Stantz.
No, he's out already. Egon, Ray, and Winston are now out.
Venkman.
No.
Pete Venkman.
No.
Wait, no, I know. It's, what's his name? The other dude.
No. Not a Ghostbuster.
Okay, Dana.
No. Although it would have been a good choice, no. It's not Annie Potts either.
Stay Puffed.
Nope. It's Walter Peck.
It is Walter Peck?
It's Walter, and he comes with the containment unit.
Wow. They're releasing him before Pete Venkman?
Before Venkman.
Are they having likeness rights?
I don't think so. This is what I think. This just came out.
Uh-huh.
Peck is set to come out in about 2 or 3 months.
Pete
with
Venkman,
no release date on Venkman.
San Diego.
Venkman's going to be San Diego.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, it does.
Are we going to San Diego?
I don't know. That's why it stinks.
Oh, we might have to do a hop, sir.
I'm going to have to call in some favors.
I don't know. We should do the hop.
We'll see. We'll play it by ear.
That might be one worth. I might have to pick this up just to get this one signed. I mean, this is really cool.
But, and it's not, again, it's not a bad looking figure.
It is. It's pretty good. And we see Ernie Hudson like
everywhere,
three times a year.
In his Ghostbusters jumpsuit. So
that's true.
Who you're gonna call T-shirt. It's one or the other.
I would really like to get one. I would really like to get one of these signed by. I may have to do that.
Yeah, and I think they're $25 maybe for Matty Collector, so, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, it's not a bad line. I think that if you are fortunate enough to have Stay Puft from the old NECA line,
right,
it would make a great display. Sadly, when that NECA line came out, somehow I didn't get the dogs. You remember when that line came out, it was Stay Puft and the two dogs,
gargoyle.
I didn't get the dogs somehow.
Okay. Do you have the Stay Puft?
So I have Stay Puft, which is one of my favorite pieces.
Are you not able to find the dogs online?
You know what? I haven't actively searched very hard.
Didn't they do a Zool also?
They did do a female Zool.
Oh, that would be great. What a great display
I gotta try to track those down.
Yeah.
Maybe, so, you know.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
If any of you out there have a pulse on them or have some you're looking to part with.
Yes, by all means.
GeekStuffOG@gmail.com.
There you go.
And I think that's it.
Okay, let's take our second break and we'll be right back with the wrap up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 175. Feels like the first time in 2010.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Oodalolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight, uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7 and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, the king of cult films, live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Hey, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London. And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
We are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 175. Feels like the first time in 2010.
What did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Sam Raimi. That was it.
Bravo Sierra. Bravo Sierra.
Bravo Sierra.
He's saying what the fans want to hear, but he knows he's going to suck the Sony teat anyway.
Bryan Singer in X-Men First Class. Renee Russo joining the cast of Thor. Lawrence Fishburne joining the cast of Predators. Sam Mendes directing the now possibly in trouble Bond 23. And Pierre Morel.
They should call it that. Bond 23. Peter Morel.
Dune remake.
Oh, yeah.
Dune. In our second segment this evening, we discussed a handful of DVDs that came out over the past couple of weeks. District 9, something Dark Side, Paranormal Activity, Jennifer's Body, Glee 9, Chuck Season 2, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, 10 Things I Hate About You Special Edition, Mighty Mouse, Super Friends, and much more.
That Jennifer's Body was a piece of garbage, I heard.
I didn't see it.
Comics to check out include Julie Walker is the Phantom. Phantom Ghost Who Walks number 7. Phantom Generations number 7. Phantom Double Shot KGB Noir. Doom Patrol number 6. New Mutants number 9. Buck Rogers number 7. And also, if you're interested, you can check out the very first World of Warcraft official magazine, issue 1, volume 1.
I don't know if that's available on newsstands, but I think you could still get it through the website.
Oh, that, yeah, maybe, right?
Yep.
Stand to reason.
In the product portion of tonight's show, we talked about the Ono Sushi piece by Dead Zebra. We also talked about Maddie Collector Winston Zedmore, out and available now.
Right. Also from Maddie Collector, we talked about the Doom Patrol Justice League Unlimited 4-pack, four of your favorite Doom Patrollers in the animated style. We also talked about two more additions to the Star Wars official vehicles and starships collection, the Star Destroyer and the Republic Attack Cruiser.
Contests.
Yes. What you want to do is you want to go over to apple.com/trailers and find the trailer for Hot Tub Time Machine. And then you want to call our hotline.
425-920-6050.
And leave us your comments on the trailer, and we will pick the best comments left, and you will get a fabulous prize. Now listen, people. We are giving away real legit prizes here. We have prizes to give away.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
I am going to say that it was because of the holidays.
Okay.
People were forgetful.
Very
busy.
We had
a couple of shows that we didn't do. People were busy buying gifts, getting gifts.
Mostly buying.
No one went to iTunes.
No one did the iTunes contest?
No one went to the store. No one searched Geek Stuff. No one left a single new review of the show.
Okay.
If one person had done it, that one person would have won a prize.
That person would have won the Farscape Complete Series DVD box set.
That's right. That's what that prize was.
That's it. There it is. That prize? Gone.
Gonzo.
I should have done it myself.
Out.
And just changed my name.
Out.
You can't participate.
Now, if anybody else out there doesn't think we're doing real prizes, go ahead. Well, why don't you step up? Why don't you step up to the contest this week? Why don't you go and watch the Hot Tub Time Machine trailer and call the hotline?
425-920-6050.
And tell us what you thought of it and win a goddamn prize. What is wrong with you people?
It won't be the Farscape.
It certainly won't.
It will not be that. But
that was the big surprise for that Apple contest. Well, guess what? That prize is gone. We have to go on to the next prize now.
Right. Sad. Mm-hmm. Sad, sad people. I think that's it.
Yeah, that is it.
I'm going to go search out therapists for Mike.
Thank you.
I think
he's going to kill himself.
We might have the solution for Mike. We might have to initiate that next week. I think this has to be something we do in 2010.
And remember, folks, if you have any young children and you see an unmarked van parked outside of your child's school, tell them not to go near it. It could be just Mike inside.
That's terrible. Could be.
See?
And with that, just Mike, I'm almost afraid to ask, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 175, Feels Like the First Time in 2010?
Did you know they don't let you in clubs in New York with hot dogs?
And on that note, we cue the music.
If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how